Friends of Webino and First Reader.
Mark, that's me.
Okay, so. Yeah.
So this is in Webino, Wisconsin. It's a continuation and expansion, I guess, of the folk arts aspects of the Webino Arts and Music Festival, which I love that it's wham. Makes me happy. They seem to be expanding also the partnership with the indigenous community members of the Forest County Potawatomi, which I appreciated quite a bit. They're asking for $3,800. $3,400 is going to the artists and $400 to marketing and outreach. Overall, I thought this was a really strong application. I thought they were really great artists. They had a good outreach plan. It seemed pretty doable from the budget to the timeline to the whole thing. They've done this before. I think this was the fifth or sixth year of the festival and the second year of the folk arts aspect of that festival. This is maybe... I don't know how much of a weakness it is. Honestly, I would have liked to see more money go to the artists. They didn't ask for the full amount. They didn't ask for the full $6,000. And some of the artists weren't getting a ton of money. And that may be because the artists requested only X amount of money. What I have found in doing this is many folk artists don't always recognize what they're worth in terms of straight-up cash. And so... we have taken to just offering them more when they ask, and we have it. So that's something that could be thought about in the future. I also would have liked to see, and I thought this was actually a pretty solid opportunity for improvement, I would have liked to see more explanation of how this is different and how it's building on last year's event, which by all accounts was quite successful. But there were a few spots where it felt like that would have fit really well and would have strengthened the overall application quite a bit. But overall, I thought this was a really solid one.
Great.
Second reader?
Josh, thoughts on this one?
I agree with Marcus. I think it's an all-around fine application. I like that there's a... They seem to have support in their community from, like, a variety of different, like, local organizations. Like, they're getting a few hundred dollars from their county tourist commission. They're getting a couple hundred bucks from the library, from, like, they just are getting small amounts of cash from lots of different organizations in the community, which I like to see because it shows that, you know, the community is supporting what they're doing. A couple of the weaknesses I thought, I don't know if it really matters or not, but like with the work samples they just sent us to their website, which is a little difficult to navigate to try to find stuff. I don't know, it probably doesn't matter, but I think in terms of like as a panelist reviewing, it's easier if they actually submit like photographs and stuff into the system rather than sending us to like dig through their website, which is probably, it's not a huge deal, just a comment that could, in my opinion, they could improve for next year. I also, and Marcus started mentioning this, that I like that the artists they're presenting have some diversity and it looks like they're increasing their relationship with the indigenous community in the area, but I think it would have benefited their application to have them focus a little more explicitly on that aspect in the application, talking about just to make sure that they're trying to be fully representative of their community in terms of the artists that they're presenting. I think sort of talking a little more explicitly about that would be helpful.
Thanks, Josh. Other comments on this one?
I hate to always kind of be on the evaluation piece of it, but just to clarify. I mean, I'm looking at the evaluation. I don't know if some other panelists can help clarify this, but they have categories, right? And this is the second time they're doing this. But kind of to Marcus's point, being the second time doing this, I feel like maybe their evaluation components, if that was clear, maybe that would give a clear picture of how it's changed from the first session to the second session. So unless I'm missing it, did we... Is it somewhere in here? Did somebody else see something that maybe
I'm they said something like narrative section. I think they said that last year some people suggested that the folk arts should come closer to the front of the stage or something, so they changed it. And I thought, so last year's evaluation suggested that bringing the folk and traditional art component closer to the main stage, more tends to shade from heat because it was extremely hot, and so on and so forth. So I thought they incorporated suggestions from last year. But that wasn't said in the evaluation section.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it. It just says surveys will be given. It does say observations are made by volunteers. They're gonna. But I mean, I could just be, you know, hung up on. But
sounds like if it had been in the evaluation under the evaluation tab, it would have been easier to sort of track rather than in a narrative.
And to just specify, like, oh, this is what they're going to use to qualify or quantify what they're going to do the next time around.
Have you any comments on this one?
I think a part of the expansion is that they did do more outreach to the Indigenous communities. Though I don't think that they did enough to work with the Potawatomi community. I mean, they're funding part of it, but they're suggesting that corn husking dolls from the Oneida community and Dennis White, who's a weaver from the Ojibwe community, I think they could have partnered more with like what Potawatomi culture actually brings to the area. But that's just my piece. Otherwise, I did think it was really well written. And for the most part, easy to follow, but I agree. If there was something more in the evaluation piece, it would be easier to understand.
I have any other comments on this one?
I thought this was pretty good application. They well planned the whole thing, and they even checked who else is doing similar events on the same day and try not to duplicate what they're doing. And I think they could, if they're going to do the third year, they'll probably plan it in advance. My guess is this was the only application that was coming back and then saying that from last year's comments, we're going to do this differently. So that made this application quite strong to me.